Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you.
Can I blame you when I built my world around the whole? Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And tonight's show is going to be a special show because we're going to discuss what we need to do to enlighten our youth and our adults. This year, 2020, has been difficult for me, I'm sure for you, and I'm sure for Chris, but and our guests, of course. But it's just amazed me, all the things that that's been going on. But without further ado, I want to announce my co-host, Chris. How you doing?
Hello, Terry. Happy Boss Day again.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. I appreciate that. And how you doing? E.B. Scott is our guest. He's on location. He's somewhere near the hospital, but he still spent the time to call in, and I appreciate him for that. So how you doing, E.B.?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. How about yourself? And happy birthday to you. This is a day to celebrate for sure. So happy birthday to you.
I'm gonna celebrate the whole rest of the month, but man, I don't know. I'm getting ready to get mad with the server because I don't know how my personal ID got out there and I can't pull it back. I got 5,000 fans and my personal information is out there. So my God, man, I'm gonna have to shut it down. Switch up. Call Social Security, change my number, change my driver's license. Ugh. But like I said, 2020 has been horrible for me. So you tell me about you, but I'm going to let Chris ask this question first and let him start.
All right, EB, this is Chris, of course. My first question is, speaking from experience, and I know you can speak from experience too because we did a part one with you, but Why are we drawn, not just me and you, but in general, why are we drawn to people who abuse us, do you think?
Well, at first it's not initially drawn out as someone who abuses us. What ends up happening is we as people attract someone, especially if you're a healer. So there's different types of people. And if you're a healer, you attract people who are hurting. And so if you're attracting someone who is hurting, then you don't really realize you've attracted that person until it's too late. And by that time, most people have begun to start being abused, and they don't really realize they're being abused immediately because it's not always physical. And that's what people got to remember, that all abuse does not start off as physical abuse when it comes to those things. So when you look at the big picture, it's to start off with a name call, or it starts off with a threat, and it's saying, "Oh, I'm just joking," and then the individual will do something special to make you feel special, right? For women, if it's a man that's been did it, go out and buy flowers or candy, and if it's vice versa, a woman abusing a man, she'll cook dinner and sweet talk him, you know, and you go and have sex, and it's all good, right? That's what happened. And, I mean, it can go all types of ways. It doesn't matter what type of relationship you're in. But those are the things that kind of happen, and then you don't realize it till it's too late, and then it becomes a cycle, and you don't know how to break that cycle because you become used to being with that individual.
No, that's a good point. You know, I'm going to talk more about the things that are going in the world right now, and it's about the pandemic and how long that our president in chief knew about how deadly this was, and he chose to, in his own words, play it down. You know, all these people, over 215,000 deaths, and you want to play it down. Now, your son and your wife, and you recovered because you're able to get that expensive care and these experimental antibodies that other people cannot get. And you're sitting there trying to get rid of Obamacare, and the people who don't have the income to have insurance, what about them? What about the people who are incarcerated? What about the people who are homeless? You know, it's like, you know, would you prefer, we call it not Obamacare, but O'Donnellcare, and then would you be happy about that? I'm just saying, you know, it just makes you want to think, and it pisses me off totally.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a form of abuse, Terry. Yeah.
Huh?
It really is. Well, that's the narcissistic behavior. It is a form of abuse. So you're actually absolutely right, Chris. But the thing that we got to realize is I'm getting ready to share some information that I wasn't supposed to share, but just to share it. They've known about, they had knew about this back in January. I had someone confidential tell me this, that they knew about this back in January. The government knew it then. The United States knew it was here back in January. But nothing was done about it. We didn't actually react to it till March. And the reason why, I just happen to have close friends or who in that circle that work in the government that can answer some of those questions. The other side to that is that this is one of the fields that I work. This is actually the field that I actually work in, is the safety field. So imagine I'm trying to protect employees during this period in time and telling them and setting up policies for them. And then you have to fight with someone who feels that everything that the that 45 says is the truth. You know, well, he said we don't need to wear masks, or the governor said, because I'm in Texas, we don't need to wear masks, we don't have to wear masks. And my thing is, I have other people to protect other than just you, you know. And so it became a struggle and a battle, and I literally had to put my foot down, even to the owner of the organization that I'm currently employed for. So we have to take this very seriously. So you look at that, and then if you want to move forward in the midst of everything that's going on, we're having different types of events occur. So, I mean, it's so much that you can talk about what's going on right now, but this pandemic is very serious, and people are missing out on the point of it. I literally went into a store maybe about 30 minutes ago, and someone's in there not wearing masks, right? And, I mean, here it is. I got my mask on.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts.
Yes, yes.
Right.
And so that's one of the things.
Right, when you said not wearing a mask, because they want to argue and fight when you say, why don't you have a mask? Because I don't want to hear about your asthma. I don't want to hear about you can't breathe. Stay your ass home. Send somebody else to the store, because now you put me at risk. I don't know where you be coming and going. Oh, that's just foolishness. And, you know, and like the show tonight is supposed to be about enlightening people about everything that's going on in 2020. Now, if y'all talking about y'all got health issues that you can't wear a mask, I'm sorry. Excuse my French. Stay your ass home. I ain't trying to have you sneezing, coughing, being in my space. Especially when they found out that now it stays on the surfaces that you touch in the air for hours. You know, more stuff is coming out about the COVID-19 that we didn't know that we're hearing right now. And this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, you're hearing that now, but they've known the entire time. See, that's the thing about
they have.
That people don't understand.
You're right. Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off, Evie, but you're right. They have known about it.
Yeah, so there's a lot more research that needs to possibly be done, but I'm speaking from, I literally study this just about every single day when you talk about everything to do with this pandemic, and then people start downplaying it, and people are living like as if it doesn't still exist. And one thing that we got to remember is that it's still out there, so, and it also mutates, right? So when I tell you that it mutates, what I'm telling you is that it transforms into a different strand, and it's more contagious now. Well, here in the state of Texas, I can't speak for any other state, but it's more contagious, but it doesn't mean it's more deadly, but it is more contagious. But the thing you have to remember is certain people have certain conditions that cannot afford to catch this. And once you're putting those people's lives in danger, whether you're, hey, I'm not worried about me. I tell people that all the time. I'm not worried about me, but I am worried about the person that's out there that is sick, that I don't know that is sick, that could catch this and die from. I don't want to feel guilty for passing somebody something and I could have avoided giving them that. So that's the thing that we have to remember. So think about the next person. Don't think of just about yourself. Stop being selfish is what you're doing. Don't be selfish. Think about your neighbor. Think about, you know, your grandmother, your grandfather. You know, there's so many different people, your aunts or uncles that might have diabetes, high blood pressure. All those people you need to think about and consider whenever you're out there and not wearing a mask.
Yeah, you know, because it's just crazy. It's, you know, and that's just one thing. And now I'm thinking about the issue with the wildfires on the West Coast. It seemed like everybody on the East Coast and the Midwest can get rain. They need rain. They can't get a drop.
Yeah, and then so what is dangerous about that, right? One, I'm upset about it because there's a certain type of wine I want, and I can't get it because of fires are going on out there. Let me just tell the truth of why I'm upset about it. But no, being that I've been in California during the rain season, this is not even their rain season. And to think that this all started due to the fact that someone was trying to outdo everyone else at a reveal party. Why can't you just have a cake and cut it and see if it's blue or pink or whatever color it is on the inside, but you got to go have power techniques and everything else. And this is what caused these wildfires. That's what started the initial wildfire. So you're dealing with that now. And you have firefighters from across the country going out there, putting their lives on the line. You have firefighters coming in from Mexico, putting their lives on the line. We said we're putting up a wall to stop them from coming over. So I better stop that. But we're dealing with a very serious matter that needs to really be addressed. And there should be more resources to take care of that also.
Right. And so what do you feel about what's been going on in 2020, Chris? What's gotten you pissed off, and what can you share to somebody that's listening?
Oh, I thought today's topic was about informing our youth about abuse. About 2020, I would
no,
say
you must
didn't
read the title. It's about talking to the youths and the adults about 2020.
Oh, about 2020. I thought it was about abuse. Okay, well, that's fine. About 2020, I would say what makes me mad. See, I'm like, and it's not just 2020, but it's like, you know, all these people not keeping the earth clean. That still pisses me off. You know, the litter boats and nothing clean and stuff. You know, I'll go to that. And of course, people not. Doing what they can with this about this virus, and you know, not following the rules, you know, like that's on my soapbox.
Yeah. Well, EB, I know you have a lot of advice for adults. You know, a lot of times we as adults we don't want to hear what someone else has to say, but sometimes we need to hear another adult because even though a lot of young people have a lot of wisdom. Some people are just so full of themselves, they don't want to hear what they got to say because they think that age gives you the authority to know more, and it doesn't. I've seen some old fools and some young ones. Quiet as kept.
I mean, so let me just share this. So I had a text message conversation with a friend last night, and she was talking about she can't wait for 2020 to be over. But for me, and I'm just sharing this, and this is just for me because I can't speak for everyone, I feel that I've been more blessed in the midst of what is going on than I have from last year. I just see things in a different light. And the reason why is because I'm looking at things as it in my life that are thriving right now, even in the midst of this pandemic. So I really can't complain. I'm healthy, so I can't complain about that. My children are healthy, so I can't complain about that. My businesses are starting to thrive, my personal business, not just the company that I'm employed with, but I have my own businesses that I run. I released another book this year. So, I mean, for me, it hasn't been as bad. I've been concerned about the people that have caught it. I know people who had it. I know people who've died from it, this pandemic. But I'm just speaking about for me as an individual. I'm seeing other people, though, that are thriving in the midst of this because they decide to push through. And not necessarily when I say push through, they decide to keep working their business. No, they might have to be stuck at home, but they're still working their business, right? There's still people putting out new books this year right in the midst of this pandemic. There are people that are still working right now. We could talk about the job loss, and which is sad, but, you know, Chris, you touched on something that I've seen change. When everybody had to be on lockdown, I'm talking about the world was on lockdown, the earth started cleansing itself, because the earth will cleanse itself if we give it time to cleanse itself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree. The earth, you're right, Evie. The earth got better because people wasn't polluting the air with their gas cars and all that stuff. Yeah, you're right about that.
So I mean, there are different things, and I'm not trying to take over the conversation, but there are different things. If we just look at it, we can truly see that we've been blessed, fortunate. Even to be able to still be able to do to be able to be on the air right now, that's still a blessing. For me to be able to speak with you two right now, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Would this have happened if the pandemic didn't occur? I'm not saying it would have, but this opened up doors and opportunities to have more people listening to your show than there possibly would have if it had not happened. So, I mean, there's also the positive side to it. And, yes, there are things that's been happening that's been – I'm going to tell you that's been pissed me off. I'm just going to straight up tell it. Kids, excuse my language, but that's just what it is.
It is.
The killings, you know, there's been killings that have pissed me off that I've seen. I've been enraged, but I had to learn how to control my emotions. The one thing that I tell my kids, and they will tell you, is I tell them I don't care about them. It's not that I don't care about their feelings. It's that I want you to understand that your feelings are going to change in 5 minutes. I need you to feel what you're going to feel, but then get past it. Don't dwell in what you're feeling. And so with that and teaching them that, I can't dwell in what's going on. I have to try to make a change. I have to try to come up with a solution to be a change here in the world. I can't just complain about it. So that's the other side of things, is that I've been working on being a change and not just sitting back, because sometimes we can complain and not do anything. But it's our responsibility to find a solution for what's going on.
Exactly.
So that's just something that's very important that we do. So I'm not sitting here going to whine about, you know, everything that's happening. What can I do to make it better? What can I do to help the next person out?
Exactly.
You know,
my co-host can do, Chris, you can hurry up and really quick delete all those posters for tonight's show, because I got sensitive information went out there by accident. And I didn't put it out there. You know, I don't know. That's why I hate, you know, people. That's another thing we can talk about as far as 2020. I'm getting sick and tired. Every time you go to a website, they're collecting all your information from your pictures, location, and then your contacts, and they're putting stuff out there that you didn't actually get put out there. And that's pissing me off, because that's what happened on the show. Not just our picture up there, my personal stuff went up there. And so I couldn't cancel it because Chris made the post. So, Chris, you need to, right now while we're talking, delete that everywhere, because I've been trying to delete it on my page and stuff, because it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Because now I'm opening myself up to identity fraud and everything else.
What do you want? Terry, hold on. Back it up. What do you want me to delete? The information about the show tonight?
The post completely. Wherever you put the nice information that's coming to show tonight, wherever you post it, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, delete it, because by you making a post, you're the only one who can delete it. And if people, if they're already tuned into you, they want to see it. But you got to delete it. You can't stay up no longer than it's already been up.
Okay, you're talking about the show tonight, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'll delete it. Okay.
I sent you a text so you know that, but, you know, for people out there listening, you know, like I said, you know, all these different places and these websites, that's one thing, because this happened to me, you got to be aware of. You know, when you add these new sites or you these little new apps, they ask you, do you allow them to go to your contacts? Do they allow you to go to your pictures? And, you know, don't say yes. And sometimes you think you need to say okay for, like, maps, you know. I need to say okay so that I can find out GPS where I'm going. But when they get into your stuff,
you know,
like they did me, you know, I said on my own show, but they put out a picture on my thing that wasn't supposed to be there. So be very
right.
careful. Sometimes, you know, different things you don't really need to accept different apps because
right.
things are getting out of hand, and I think people are trying to control us indirectly by information.
You know, Terry, I do want to apologize to you. Cause, you know, I just seen, I didn't pay attention to the post. To the picture. I just shared it, and then I talked about the show tonight. And I do apologize to you about that. So, you know.
That's not your fault. It has something to do with the server. It just picked what it wanted to, you know. And that's why, you know, even when they say you got when your information is never deleted, you delete it, then it goes into some iCloud, and then it goes there. It's hard to get rid of your stuff when you want to put it in the trash. And so that's
you're
another
right.
problem that you're having, you know. And I want to touch on the fact as well as 2020. You know, I'm feeling bad about people now. My mother hasn't even been dead a year, but she died right before they started talking about the pandemic. And my girlfriend, mom was in assisted living, and I felt so bad. First, she was able to see her mother. Then she couldn't see her mother. And then her mother's birthday came along. She couldn't even visit her. And I said, well, look, take a big old poster board and, you know, say happy birthday. Go to the window. Let your mom know you're there. And then for her mom to die and you can't see your mother, that tears me up. For all these people who got family members who are sick, assisted living, having the disease, COVID-19, and you're quarantined, they're quarantined, and you can't make that people connection. And that's so messed up on so many levels. You know, I don't think our world's going to ever be the same because the flu season is coming around. I think the face mask is going to be a new part of the new norm. You know how everything transition as you get years go by, things become the norm, you know, like we went from the old cars made out of steel and now they're made out of fiberglass. We went from them big old, you know, cell phones, you know, really like walkie-talkies. We went from the rotary phone to, you know, no more rotary phone. It's just like now I really believe, maybe I'm wrong, but I believe that from now on, face masks is going to be part of our new lifestyle.
I think so, too.
No, it's going to change that as far as that goes. You got to remember the 1918 Spanish flu was in 1920. They were wearing face masks back then also. But you see that they were no longer, they stopped wearing them after a period of time. And if you're really paying attention to what's really going on, yes, it's going to have to be for probably the next couple of years because this isn't going anywhere anytime soon as people may be thinking it's going to go. And the vaccine is not for sure. They're not going to have enough of whatever this vaccine they're talking about they're going to release in January. It's not going to be enough of that coming this in January for everyone to be able to take the vaccine. The other part that I would encourage people to do is make sure that you are getting your flu shot this year. I will tell you, I'll be the first one to say it. I was not a component of getting a flu shot. I would tell anybody, I'm not getting a flu shot. This is a year that I'm getting the flu shot. Just again, because I need to protect not just myself, but others. That's the reason why I'm doing it. I'm not a flu shot person, but I'm going to do it.
Well,
so
I was getting it every year because
others.
I know that when I would have a flu type symptom or a cough, it would stay on longer. Like I couldn't get rid of it. It'd be like a month and a half. So I get it to minimize how long it's going to be that I'm down. Now I might be down for a couple of weeks, but it's a whole lot better being down a month and a half. So it's just crazy. Chris, it's so much to talk about in 2020. what you got to say about 2020, darling?
What else do I got to say about 2020? Well, I think this is, you know, I have to say that, you know, the first time I voted was during the Obama administration, and that was back in 2009-10 because I was old enough to vote back then. But I think this election is more important than that, even though that made history. And I understand that, you know, the first black president, but I think this one's more important because this one affects our health, and this one affects the first pandemic that I've ever experienced in my lifetime.
I think this is more important. This election is because we have to get out the person in charge who is going to take us back 400 years.
Yeah.
We got a person who is a racist in office. That's not going to bode well for people of color. And then if he starts a civil a riot, you know, there's going to be more lives lost, you know. So I think we need somebody who wants to unify the United States opposed to separate, you know. That's why this is important to me, this election. Ain't got nothing to do with Kamala Harris. I mean, that's nice, a woman, a black woman, a woman of color, being able to first one make history when Biden and her win, because I'm putting it out there. But it's just that, just the fact that it's not something that I'm being opinionated about Trump. See, people got tried to make it sound like, oh, I just don't like Trump, la, 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 la. No, it's not that. I judge Trump on what he say out of his own mind that you can hear in his own voice, and the things he say are stupid. And then when someone call him on things that he have said, first thing come out of his mouth, he want to attack people. He want to call them names. Like he called Kamala Harris, called her a monster. He don't know nothing about her. How you going to call her a monster? You know, you the monster who was sitting there being a pedophile, you and Jeffrey Epstein, but you try to hush that up. You was the monster who was cheating on your wife with prostitutes, but you want to hush that up, you know? And so the things that he said out of his mouth makes me can't stand him. People try to make it sound like it's because I'm Democrat and he's Republican. It ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the character of the man who's in charge. And because he's the head person in charge of the United States, he could either run his mouth and create a war with another country because he don't know how to shut up. He don't know how to stop tweeting. He's very aggressive. This is not a reality show. You can't just say you're fired and that's it. You know, and he is too out of control. That is why I don't like Trump. You know, all these other people who voting for him, maybe because they are getting some kind of tax break with him in office, because he's going to protect his own money. And if he protecting the people who got money, it's going to protect those few who got it as well. But it's just that, to me, he's just a damn idiot. I'm sorry, you know. You know, I hate to talk about people, but to me, you know, he's a person who's going to cause a race war. He's going to take back all the work that has been made to unify people and tear that up. But what he don't realize, just look around. There are so many mixed couples, mixed babies. How you want to sit there and say because the color is dark, they're not deserving to be treated with respect? You got babies looking like they literally white, and they black. Because 1 ounce of black blood, you're black. But it should be about love, not about what you appeal on the outside. You know, because I can appear like I'm worth $1 billion and ain't got a penny in my pocket. So what does that mean? But the character of the man and the things that Trump has said out of his own mouth has made me sick of him. I'm just like sick of him.
Let me give it to you from a different angle. I've already voted, and so it doesn't even matter. I can tell you I voted for Biden and Harris. I did do that. But I want to share some different aspects of different things that the actual divide was already there. When it just so happens that it became more prevalent whenever he became president, it was already there. And so that's the one thing that we got to realize is people just became more bold in what they were doing and more bold in what they were saying. And they weren't hiding. They felt that they can get away with it. And then you have the talk of law and order.
He didn't do nothing. Because he allowed that. That's why it was more bold. And that's what I'm saying. For 400 years, we have been dealing with racism and being treated bad. And a lot of people, I want to make this point so people don't misunderstand me. I have friends that I love from the moon and back that are Caucasian. And it's not really about you don't understand what I go through. It's just that you can't feel what I've been always used to. You might have empathy because you got some morals about you to know that that's not right. I get that, and we appreciate all of the people that support us to say stop this madness. But the fact is, it's a little bit more personal. When I've been going through it since I've been small, going to a what was that place? South of W. Woolworth, when I was with my mother when I was small, and we couldn't eat at the counter, you know, and I couldn't understand that. And because I'm a child, she said, shh, just be quiet. You know, I lived that, you know, and to see this point where it's coming from going away from being talked about in a nasty way to being outwardly in the open, just killing us like we are something, some chicken at a plant, and we getting fixed up to put in a package and sell it in the store. And that's what pisses me off, is because we have been used to that, and they don't understand that. They can see the news, they can hear about it, but they can't live it. You can have empathy, but I have lived it. And when it's out in your face, you know, somebody got their neck, feet on your neck, somebody going to some woman's house, killing her for nothing, and then they will say he get off of it, but he get a charge for a gun going to the neighbor's house. But what about her? Y'all took her life, and she ain't do nothing. So this is what got my underwear in a knot, you know, because
it's so, just in your face. When you talk about talk about Breonna Taylor's case. That is a very unique case. And when I say it's unique, it's because the AG who was there, and when I say this, I know if I have some friends listening, they're going to come back and tell me, you know that you're not supposed to say that. He's not one of us. So one of the things that a lot of my friends say, everyone that's skin folk isn't kin folk. And
yeah,
so what they're saying
the
is just because
somebody ain't black might be a house nigga. And you know, because back in slavery time, the ones that worked in the house, they were telling the ones in the field. You know, and just in case you don't know about slavery, you know, because our family, we taught everybody in our family. We passed the stories down. Just like Kunta Kinte, his family taught their generation. Some people, they just grow from generation to generation and don't know their family history, but we know ours. So the people who don't know in all these 28 countries that I'm broadcasting in, back in slavery time, they called the house nigga was the one who was the butler in the house, got treated well, and the ones that was in the field and the women that was being raped by the masters to have their babies and the light ones can work in the house, those were the ones that the other black ones didn't have the alliance with to protect them. They just you know, tell on them. You know, they drop a dime, had no, you know, no respect. So I'm just keeping it 100, you know. And that's what the show is called, mm-hmm. Unmasked. I'm going to tell the truth. You ain't got to like it. Don't tune in. I'm sorry. It's easy. I'm saying is that
he had the opportunity, and one of the jurors wanted the transcript to come out. So the grand jury is who makes the decision. But he did something behind the scenes that was not put out there because the juror wanted to put it out there that they were going after charges, right? But because of whatever he did or said, then he messed it up. And the other part is he's an elected official, right, which means that he got put in the office by the people. So you're supposed to serve the people. And that's what we don't realize, is that we as people have power if we get out there and vote. If we get out there, and I'm talking about, because I know you're in 28 countries, so this is in the U.S. You have to get out and vote. Yes, your vote counts. And you have to put then once you vote, then you need to get in touch with whoever your local officials are, because it starts on the local level. Then you go up to the next level. Anything that affects you directly is going to be on your local level, and you need to make sure that you're voting in every election there is. Chris, I heard you said you just started back in 2008, 2009 voting, which is great, because you said that's when you was of age to vote. You make me feel kind of old by you saying that.
Well, sorry to cut you off, Evie, but that's when I was first. That's when I was first allowed to legally vote was for Obama, but I voted in every election since then.
Yeah, no. I get that. I'm just saying, you made me feel old by saying that was your first election. but what I'm saying is you're taking the time out to vote, and you're voting for the things that you're passionate about, what you feel is going to benefit you and your family in the future. Because I don't vote based on what's going to benefit me now. I based on what is going to benefit my children in the future. And so that's how I vote.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know something? I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and she told me she's not going to vote because she's going to pray about it. But but the same female, and I'm not trying to be nasty, she got so much conversation about the situation in the world. And maybe I'm wrong, but in my mind I was saying, I don't want to hear nothing you got to out your mouth. If you can't vote to make a difference, then shut up. You don't have a right to open your mouth, because the vote is by the people. The people put people in office, and every vote counts. I've seen elections, you know, like judge and senators and stuff are different about 50 points. You know, every vote makes a difference. You know, and I already voted absentee vote. You know, I'm willing to take anybody to the voting booths, polling polls, or whatever they need to go. You know, people need to do this. I mean, your vote counts. I can't say it enough. You know, vote, like, you know, EB said, make sure you're covering yourself and your family. Chris, you vote because you're covering yourself and your family. And Chris, yes, is hard. He's a Biden Harris team, just like, oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. And just so people know, Chris is not he's not afraid. Chris has forever been talking about Trump. He posted on his timeline on Facebook, Biden Harris, our logo mm-hmm. behind him. Chris knows a vocal, and I'm impressed because Chris is a young man. And he's putting it out there. He's standing by what he thinks and how he feels, and I appreciate him doing that. So, you know, are not walking alone. People of all color are walking together for a change, because the change stayed the way it is.
Yep.
And on that note,
Terry, if I can say something, though, you know, on social media, I am very vocal, politically vocal, but in real life, I'm not so politically vocal, because I'm too chicken. I am somewhat political vocal in real life, but it's more on social. So, how much courage do I really have?
Okay, well,
you'll be amazed.
You might be being that way. I'm sorry. Go ahead, EB.
You guys talked. I couldn't understand.
No, I was saying you'll be amazed at what you're able to get out by even putting your voice there, because you have so many followers, right, that are following you. So if you have those followers following you, your voice matters in that aspect. I'm not just one for social media like that. I grew up in a different time where I'm still learning some stuff about social media, so it makes it a little bit more difficult for what I do. But I know I have to use it, right? And so the other part is, you got to stay you.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you, EB. You got to do it outside of social media, and I do. I just mean I'm not as vocal on social media as I am in real life. In real life, I say stuff too, but it's just not as extreme as social media. But you're right.
Well, next week we have Lachelle coming back, and she's going to talk about surviving the Fisk, how she was beat with her fist, and anybody who's been abused by a man, most men got that heavy duty fist, you know, because I've been hit before and I've seen stars, purple rain, you know, it's not pretty. And we're going to talk about next week how she survived that. You know, I appreciate you, EB, and I heard that you got another book out. You know, I'm still trying to schedule stuff for coming up, and we'll get you back on to discuss your writing skills and everything, and give you the opportunity to tell people how to get your book. But on this note, we got to bounce. I love you, Chris. Thank you.
I love
you. Happy birthday. And I appreciate you. I don't know you long enough to say I love you. I ain't trying to get in no trouble.
Nah, trust me, I get it. It's not a big deal for me. That's not one of my words I use too often. People will tell you that's one of my... I'm just barely starting to use those words. It's not a problem. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show. And again, y'all have a wonderful evening and a wonderful night. And thank you again.
Anytime,
you're
darling.
Welcome.
You got my number. We can chop it up anytime you want. And good night, Chris.
Good night, Terry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night, Scott.
Good night, y'all. Have a good night again. Thanks again.
All right. You take care, darling. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.